The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Kids learn all the Rob Ford words at an early age, or as George Carlin used to call them, the seven words you're not allowed to say on TV. But the little Dickens also come up with a whole list of pejoratives they can use in mixed company. When someone rattled my cage as a youngster, my fave put down was to call them a doorknob. I still like the knob part. Besides its genitalia reference, which is fundamental to any good put down, it implies dull and obtuse, and it feels good to expel the word in anger because the OB combo offers satisfying closure, like slob. But in Vancouver anyway, the knob won't only be leaving the lexicon, it'll be leaving the door. Our city is the only one in Canada with its own building code, a fact that's not lost on me as we put our finishing touches on our new laneway home, which doesn't contain one single doorknob. Next March, all new builds will require lever door handles instead of knobs to fulfill the utopian dream of universal access. Levers require less force to operate than knobs, so they're easier for the elderly and the infirm. It seems like a shame, though, that heritage buildings like City Hall itself, which sports VCH logos embossed on every vintage brass doorknob in the building, need to refit with out-of-character levers. And there's a nanny state undercurrent to the legislation, which is irksome. Ever try to buy an incandescent light bulb? Or how about a regular toilet in our new low-flush world? A whole nother list of pejoratives goes down the drain with that one. Not that I'm opposed to eco and ergonomically minded updates, and like those other legislated items, the doorknob will take a long time to phase out completely. But I do think City Hall is being a little heavy-handed about it, or heavy-handled, if you prefer. Finnish architect Jani Palasma called the door handle the handshake of a building. And I guess at the end of the day, who wants to shake hands with a total knob? My name is Cal Coat, and this hour is an open door on the music of the world, so wipe your feet and come on in. Romania's rock and Roma outfit Cal, I'm not making that up, it's their name, and a damn fine one too, have a new album called Romology. This one calls out Western spinners who appropriate Roma samples without understanding the context. It's Godzo DJ from World Beat Canada Radio.
Tu će čekam, jer ova, tu će misli na, tu će čekam, jer ova, tu će misli na. Got the DJ.
Southern Fried Guitar Twang. That is Elastic Bond. They're from Miami. The new album is called Real, and that was Pierdo El Control. Cal, before that, from Romology and Gadso DJ. Here is Brishen, another new group who will be performing in Vancouver shortly, and they feature 17-year-old guitarist Quinn Bashan from Victoria, who has assembled a crack quintet of gypsy jazz players, including Joby Baker, the Juno Award-winning producer. And the album is self-titled. This is kind of like an early touch of the familiar because it comes from the film Taxi Driver. Check out Betsy's theme, and remember, this guitar player is 17 years old. Thank you.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
You know, I hear young players like that and it makes me feel so inadequate, but I know that it's a gift and that I could have studied 12 hours a day, every day, and still not achieve that kind of playing expertise. Incredible. Locarno is the Latin Project of Juno award-winning musician and Paperboys frontman Tom Landa. The music, like him, is part Mexican, but with strong doses of Cuban song, folk music, pop, and funk. See them at a 7:30 p.m. early show at the Vancouver Fan Club, November 23rd. Brishan, whom we just heard from, was conceived by 17-year-old Quinn Bashan, one of Canada's most exceptional award-winning young musicians. With diverse musical talents and a bottomless pool of creativity, Quinn Bashan is an experienced performer, a prodigious guitar player, and a gifted multi-instrumentalist who is at ease playing a wide range of instruments and musical styles, from Celtic to jazz. Catch Brishan's much-anticipated CD release concert November 29th at the St. James Hall in Vancouver. Cap Goes Celtic, conductor Lars Cario with the Capilano University Festival Chorus and Capilano University Singers, and special guests Amy Stephen on Celtic harp, penny whistle, and accordion, and Michael Vines from Blackthorn on boran and percussion. That's November 30th and December 1st. Hailed in the U.S. as a vocalist of unerring instinct by the New York Times, transcendent by the Boston Globe, and the newest darling of the Americana set by USA Today, Effie O'Donovan debuts material from her new solo album Fossils. See her in performance at the St. James Hall on December 5th. Next, one of Canada's cleverest sound designers, Andrew McPherson, who goes by the name of Echo Deck. In This Drum, a Secret. Next.
Anderson from Echo Deck here. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio, World Beat Canada.
First I saw you standing there, eyes so wide beneath your head, coat worn blacker than the sun, shook your head like strummer strum. Stood like soldiers in a land, heard the bells of midnight chime. We turned grey walls to fields of green. The only fate that we could scream was while you're dream that haunts my nights. Wild black horses out in flight. A kind of free I'd never been, a kind of beast I'd never seen. Why do all things end in pain? I call the ghosts and ask their names. Is that love you're running from? If you leave, then I will come. And while you're still young, find your heart.
That is the Cat Empire. The album's called Steel Delight. That was Still Young on World Beat Canada Radio. Echo Deck before that from a remix collection, and In the Drum, A Secret. Time for our real touch of the familiar, and it comes to us from Barley Juice, a Philadelphia pan-Celtic band who are popular on the pub circuit and fronted by a guy, a great songwriter by the name of Kif Brewer. But he gives a nod to The Clash on this track. Here is London Calling on World Beat Canada Radio.
call into the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling out, don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the ring of that truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is growing thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river. London calling to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, we can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, now I don't mean to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hides, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, sun's zooming in. Engines stop running, the wheat is growing thin. A political error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning and I live by the river. Age is coming, sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is growing thin. A political error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river.
Oh, guna ardo guna zuba bunsuri bajeri jambe jela man. Benga 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 di bije.
Bechari ayam.
Mana keto wenda kubenge.
Bechari ayam.
Benga 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 di bije.
Bechari ayam.
Mana keto wenda kubenge.
Bechari ayam.
Benga 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 di bije.
Bechari ayam.
Mana keto wenda kubenge.
Bechari ayam.
Ya benga 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 di bije.
Global Music's annual convention is called WOMEX, and this year takes place in Cardiff, Wales. And they've put together a really nifty compilation called the WOMEXamizer 13, featuring all the artists that are going to be performing at that show. And that includes Tambours de Braza, who are Congolese, French, very funky, with a little bit of African jazz as well. Yalanga is the track that we heard. This is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Cote. More of the best music from the four corners is straight ahead.
World Beat Canada.
Make a change, yeah. Today, that's what I said, that's what I said. Change it, change it, change it, change it, yeah.
Check it out, check it out.
Yeah.
Check it out, check it out.
Check it.
Check it out, check it out.
Check it.
Check it out, check it out.
Global warning.
Global warning.
We're looking for lower one.
Forefront of conscious reggae, and they've been at it for years. The 10-piece Steel Pulse and Global Warming, that is from African Holocaust. Next to Japan for a guitarist who's also at the forefront, this time of the visual K movement. Spoiler alert, his name is Mayavi, and he asked the musical question, what's my name? On World Beat Canada Radio.
Can't stop the dance, yeah. What's my name? Come on. Yeah. Hello, the black and white. We'll live for here overnight. It's gonna be tight, let's build the vibe. We'll be free to music, right? Don't care what they may say. This is my way. Save the day to break away. Hey, by the way, you guys know my name. Hey yo, what's my name? Yeah, yeah, what's my name? What's my name? You guys know my name. Wow. What's my name? Yeah. What's my name? What's my name? Oh yeah. What's my name? 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 What the fuck is my name?
From Los Amigos Invisibles, and this is World Beat Canada Radio.
Cariñitos,
Every Canadian will appreciate the sound of the loon there. From Reno Animal. That is by Los Amigos Invisibles and their latest Repeat After Me, Venezuelans now living in New York City, who really, really, really have captured that disco smooth vibe. Before that, Mayavi and What's My Name, some great chicken picking guitar there. As always, it's a pleasure having you along. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. My name is Cal Coat. Check out Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Both podcasts are now hosted at our homepage, and we have new RSS feeds to go along with the broadcasts as well. If you have trouble finding those on iTunes, go to worldbeatcanada.com under podcasts, and you'll link right up. I'm going to take this home with a brand new release that came across my desk from Elston Torres, Waiting for the Clouds. He signed it for me and everything. I don't know anything about this guy. He was born in Cuba, has written over 500 songs. He's prolific like crazy, and has also written for Grammy Award winners, especially Latin Grammy Award winners. This is his second album in English. His name is Elston Torres. And I thought the title was extremely appropriate. It's called A Perfect World. But our last word goes to George Eliot, an English novelist, who says, "The important work of moving the world forward does not wait to be done by perfect men."
Another street, before you look the other way, before the lights begin to change, I'll put your mind at ease. Before the day begins to fade, before the gold turns into gray, before you cry yourself to sleep, I'll catch your every tear. Now we'll make for you, I will wait for you, I will create for you a perfect world. Before you take another pill to kill the void you've yet to fill, before you think you've reached the end, I'll start you over again. Now we'll make for you, yes I will wait for you, create for you a
talcopyrite communications.